I think this is bullshit, you know.
Hey! We're recording the podcast! Shut up!
Good morning to you, wherever you are, because it is a morning somewhere for April 16th, 2024. My name is Bernie Burns. I've got my post-tax day energy going on. I don't know about you guys.
It's over.
Sitting right across from me, a lady who's always looking for an extension. Ashley Burns. How you doing, Ash?
I just needed a little longer.
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
I wonder how many people know that you can actually just file an extension in the U.S. for taxes. And just, they're like, about October.
Well, I mean, I think in a very nebulous way, sure, but it is shockingly easy to actually do. I've never filed an extension because I knew that you could do it, but I thought you had to prove some crazy extenuating circumstances.
Do, yeah.
I didn't know you could just go, I need more time. And they would go, okay.
I don't know if you could file one and then like turn in a 1040 EZ though in October. I don't think that works out.
Well, okay. Well, that's like, what I would have been doing.
Government's so. Like, why don't you take the 5 minutes and do it? Right now.
Because I'd rather take the 10 minutes and file an extension.
Isn't that the way it is, though? It's like, it's crazy when there's these deadlines for things. Like, we have to do them every year. And it's like, if you just sit down and do it, it takes you like 5-10 minutes, depending on your situation. But it's like a lot of things are like that. Like, you know, every time I have a DIY project around the house, it's like I'll spend hours over the course of many months working around the issue. And then when I go to fix whatever the issue is, like a doorknob or whatever, or a lock, when I fix it, it's like a 5-minute fix.
Well, I have a story about that, actually. So we have a disposal unit in our house.
Okay, go ahead. A garbage disposal unit.
It's in the kitchen sink. So in the U.S., they're very, very common. I don't think I've ever lived anywhere in the U.S. that did not have a garbage disposal in the kitchen sink. However, here in the U.K., they're not that common.
No.
We do have one installed. Unfortunately, several months ago, a baby spoon went down it, and ever since, it's made this like horrible like clanging sound, like something is just off. And
can
so,
can I give my quick impression of what it sounded like?
I would love to hear your impression.
Here's my impression of the garbage disposal after the baby spoon incident. Gang, 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 gang. That's what it sounded like.
And so
it's horrifying. It's metal on metal, like one of the worst sounds in the world.
It's terrible. So I talked to the plumber. And was like, can you fix this? They said, no, we don't work on those. You're going to need to call.
You didn't even need to talk to the plumber. I could have told you what said no to you.
You're going to need to call the actual like manufacturer of the disposal unit and have them send one of their service guys around. So I was like, oh God, calling people. I can't do it. I can't. So instead of getting
that's
the disposal
a thing,
fixed,
by the way, for I want to point out with Ashley, this is a thing. She does not want to call people on the phone.
I don't want to talk to people. I don't know
reservations.
On the phone. It's just you
to,
know
to make a booking for dinner or something like that. She doesn't want to do any of that stuff. And it's also, by the way, exactly like the DIY thing. Once you go to make the phone call, which, by the way, nobody likes making phone calls, but when you just go to do it, it's over in 10 seconds. It's done.
Well, so I didn't. I put it off. For months, this garbage disposal has been broken. We just put one of those mesh strainers in and then just would, you know, tip it into the bin whenever it got full. And that was life. I finally...
Totally normal life.
I finally found an email address. So I didn't have to make a call. It's the best.
You emailed the garbage disposal manufacturer.
I sure did.
Okay.
And they... you're never going to believe this. They got back to me. Like... almost immediately. It was great. They did not say that they were going to send someone around. You know what they told me?
I know what they told you because I was there when it happened.
They told me to put some ice in it. They said, just throw some ice in it.
I want to remind everyone what this thing sounded like. It sounded like this. I'm broken. Okay, go ahead.
So I was like, oh God, this is ridiculous. So I'm like, I have to do this because it's basically the support technician going, you got to turn it off and back on. And you have to go through that step, even if you know it's not going to fix it, because until you do that step, they won't take you to the next step. They won't escalate it or try another thing. So you got to do it. So I
young lady, what happened when you put
a whole bunch of ice in the disposal?
And?
Fucking worked. I'm so mad. I'm not mad. I'm happy, but I'm mad.
I said before five
months.
Minutes, it was 45 seconds and
months.
It was perfectly fine.
Months.
That it thing works was like a dream. It's like it's brand new now. It must have had like a sliver of metal stuck down somewhere in there. And now when you turn it on, it just like
purrs like a kitten. It is. I'm I'm furious okay. about it. You know what? I refuse to use it so far.
Can I give my impression of how it sounds now that it's fixed?
Please do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Wait, that was a terrible impression. That was a terrible impression. Didn't sound anything like that. Sorry about that, everybody.
So everyone will be happy to know the garbage disposal is fixed. Technician step one totally worked. And I kind of want to email them back and be like, you son of a bitch, you were right. But I also kind of don't.
That's a lesson that I have learned in my life about 1,000 times. You got to go through the flow chart. That's what I've learned. Look, just go through the process.
I get it. Like, there's a reason
be humble.
That the techs say turn it off and back on again. Have you tried that as step one? Because most of the time, it works. It's the ice in the disposal. It works. It makes them so mad, but it works.
Listen, I've learned this lesson in my life a lot of times, and I'm fine, and I'll go through the process. There is one thing that I will not ever give an ounce of slack to. That is the goddamn printer in this house.
Oh, yeah, printer technology. I feel like the rest of the world has joined the future and printer technology. They're so busy trying to figure out how to turn printers into a subscription service that they didn't think maybe we should make printers, you know, print.
Print. Just take the document and print the document. It's so incredible how many times I go to hit print. And it's probably like some kind of bias where I use it all the time and it's fine. And then when it doesn't work, it's just like it has given up the ghost. Like, from what I can tell, every printer I've ever worked with, if you put something in the printer queue and it doesn't come out of the printer, that printer is out for a week. Like, when something ends up in a printer queue and you cancel the job or whatever, the printer does not know how to handle that. I said at one point, I wanted to make enough money in my life, my dream. If I win the $1 billion Powerball.
So I'm not going to tell people if I win the lottery. But there will be signs.
There'll be signs.
This is yours.
Mine
this is
was,
your sign.
I was going to buy a tow truck, and I was just going to tow away tow trucks all day. That's what I was going to do. See how you like it. That was going to be my retirement plan. It was just towing tow trucks. I don't know how I'd make money in that. Maybe I just like volume. That's it. I'm going to change my plan now. If I make enough money, I'm going to hold a conference, and I'm going to get together all the heads of all the printer companies. Canon, Epson, Hewlett-Packard, get them all in one room, just in one room, all of them. Get a podium, put it there, just step up to that podium, say, thank you all for coming here today. I just have one thing to say. Figure it the fuck out. Just figure it out. This machine, it sits there, does nothing all day, nothing. It just sits there. I ask it once a week, print something, and it goes, I don't know what I'm doing.
Maybe what we do is we send all the printers to the Thunderdome. And the one that actually prints stuff gets to walk out.
But the one that prints stuff would leave the Thunderdome. You go, can you now print this as well? I'm like, I don't know, I forgot. Because the weird thing about printers is when it works, you don't know why it works. Like, there'll be nothing that changed. Nothing at all. And then suddenly the document just comes out. You're like, okay. Like, that's okay, great.
No, it's not that document that comes out. The last 10 documents all come out at the same time.
All the print jobs I canceled are suddenly now there.
It's like homework from 3 months ago.
All right, what else is going on in the world today, Ashley, besides printers and taxes?
Well, we got
what a great subject for Tuesday.
Big news, huge news. Are you ready for this, Bernie?
The more you say huge, I feel like this is not going to be huge news. Go ahead.
Keanu Reeves.
It's already taken a step down. Go ahead.
Is joining. Sonic 3.
Sonic?
Yeah, Sonic 3, the movie.
Oh, okay.
Out in theaters later this year.
What, were Jack Black and Chris Pratt busy that Wednesday or what? What happened?
I think they're finishing up Kung Fu Panda and whatever the Mario 2 movie
and Garfield
or whatever it is they're working on. Yeah. Yeah, so he is joining as, do you want to guess who?
From Sonic?
Sonic.
There's Sonic and then there's the Egg Professor and then there's Tails, the little one?
No.
Little Sonic, Sonic Jr.?
Nope, but you're getting there.
Evil Sonic?
Yeah, basically.
Is there an evil Sonic? Yeah,
well, Shadow. There's Shadow, which is like, you know.
Shadow.
Speaking of which, the name. So
we're here to announce that we are no longer golf.
So it's Goth Sonic.
On the subject, though, of Sonic names, honestly, I have a bit of a bone to pick. May I? Here we go. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sonic names of the characters are fairly evocative, right?
Evocative.
They are.
That might be the first time in the history of the Sonic franchise that anyone has ever paired it with the adjective evocative.
Well allow me to explain. So you have the character Sonic. Based on the name Sonic, what does Sonic do?
God, I think I'd rather listen to our old garbage disposal. Sonic is he's so fast. He's a fast hedgehog that he goes so fast he breaks the sound barrier.
Okay, now let's look at the other characters. Tails.
Tails is a he's got tails and he's like a helicopter.
That's right. Knuckles.
He beats people up.
Yeah, he's real strong.
Oh,
with,
nailed it.
With his knuckles. And then Shadow is, I actually don't know all of what Shadow
is.
He's like Dark Sonic.
He's Sneaky Pete.
But even Shadow is like, you know, it tells you something about him, right? He's Sonic's Shadow.
It's
John Mike.
And then, Bernie, they have Girl Sonic.
Girl Sonic.
They have Girl Sonic. You know her name?
Sonicette.
Her name's Amy.
Here is Tails, Sonic, Shadow, Knuckles, and Amy.
unless she's a fucking sniper, you let us down.
Oh, Amy
Sonic
would be
team.
A great name. Does she have some kind of accuracy?
I don't know.
Well, maybe she does.
Not in the comics. The cartoon that I've had Finn watching.
The comics. In the original source material for Sonic. I like the novels.
Based on the original lore. I'm like.
The blue wedding was crazy in the novels.
You made her pink and you named her Amy.
Let me ask you a question. Is Amy, isn't that better than Sonicette or
yes.
Mrs. Sonic?
Yeah, absolutely. But Amy, it just feels like this character couldn't be more of an afterthought.
Go the drop for today of Bjork with the feminism thing.
This is bullshit. I think this is bullshit.
It is. You know what?
That's really appropriate for today.
You are spot on, Bjork.
Sorry about Amy. Well, maybe Amy will get an alter ego. Maybe Sonic. That's like his superhero name, and maybe his real name is like Pete. Speedy Pete.
Speedy Pete. Maybe we'll find out in Sonic 4.
I know jack shit about Sonic. That was all the Sega kids playing Sonic.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about Sonic, but Finn's been watching the Sonic Boom TV show on Netflix. It's actually fairly cute, to the point where like they sometimes are friends with Dr. Eggman. Which is great.
What's like, I mean, people talk about like Sony and Xbox, right? But those are pretty even footing. Mm. Nintendo and Sega were not, I mean, relatively. I'm not going to say that Sony and Xbox are on the same level. Sony's clearly doing better, especially in this generation. But then like in the like 8-bit generation, it was Nintendo and then Sega, right?
Yeah.
Like there was the Sega Master System and that was like, was that what the first Sonic was on? Was that one with the cards?
I know so little about like, the Sega of that generation because we could afford one console every other generation at the time and it was Nintendo. So we got an NES and then we had a Nintendo 64. SNES had to go to my friend's house.
What are the kids that are like what's the smallest market share for a console?
Virtual Boy.
Virtual Boy? I would have said...
Although, you know what? The GameCube, I loved the GameCube. I thought it was just sex on sticks. But... It had like 4% market share. It's even having a handle couldn't save it, Bernie.
Well, they should have had you for marketing, clearly. Sex on sticks.
You know what, though, is if you look at like old Nintendo marketing, like the magazine ads and stuff.
No, I'm in the weeds. We're not talking about this. What's sex on sticks?
Inappropriate.
Is it like a vendor who's selling kids like ice cream sticks with sex on them?
I don't know. That's just a term I've always heard.
Like a popsicle?
You never heard the term sex on sticks?
I don't think anyone's ever heard term sex on sticks until 45 seconds ago.
Let me look it up and see if that's a real saying.
Sex on sticks.
I think sticks being legs, by the way.
Sex on sticks.
That's real sexy.
Well, what a weird thing to break out when we're talking about the misogyny of the Sonic franchise. Bust out this old antiquated term.
The Amy, sex on sticks.
I would say lowest market share for any console, like the kids that grew up, I think a television's got to be on there somewhere. And then do you remember there was a Magnavox Odyssey console?
Yeah, vaguely.
What was the one with the frog that everyone played for like 10 minutes? The Ouya. Ouya.
Oh my God, the Ouya.
Ouya kids are probably the lowest. Like if you grow up as an Ouya kid, they're like, oh, Jesus, get the fuck away from me.
They're like, oh no. Oh no.
I'm excited because JD's coming up. Every time I talk about JD, I want to mention something. And he hates when I mention it. So I can mention it now that he's not here. We're talking about like the way kids grew up and stuff. there's a really small slice of childhood experience, and my oldest kid, JD, is in it, where he was a senior in high school, which is, if you're not from the U.S., is about 18 years old. He was a senior in high school when COVID landed. So they sent the kids home for 2 weeks for spring break. There's this weird thing going around. You're going to have a two-week spring break as opposed to a 1 week, and then you'll be back after that. They never went back. So he lost the entire last half, essentially, of his senior year. No graduation, no prom, any of that stuff. And, like, never saw those kids. Like, they could get together, but they probably weren't gonna because they couldn't for 6 months. And then after that, they'd all scattered off to go to universities and things. The weird thing about it is this. Those kids who graduated as seniors when COVID hit in spring of 2020, if you back up, all those kids were born during or right after 9/11. It is the weirdest set of bookends for a very specific age of people where their childhood is bookended by 9/11 and COVID.
Yeah, that's...
In the U.S. Really weird.
Yeah, it's a...
Really weird.
That's a dubious distinction.
Dubious distinction. I'll be sure to tell JD. JD, your distinction...
is dubious.
It's dubious. It can be played by John Wick in the upcoming adaptation of your life. Yeah, I just think... I don't know why. I think that's really interesting. And it's like, it's we don't really... Like, because I have a kid who's at that age specifically, I noticed it. But I don't think many people would have noticed that ever. All right, you want to talk about some news besides that? The only thing out there is that the Rust armor was convicted and now sentenced to 18 months for involuntary manslaughter for the gun that was used in the movie production that ended up killing the cinematographer and injuring the director, I believe.
Yes. So what's interesting about this is the armor's been convicted. Alec Baldwin, who's sort of been the face of this scandal, he has a trial coming up in July, also charged with involuntary manslaughter. And the reason that the 18-month sentence is noteworthy, because I would have expected something like that, honestly, to be longer, but apparently in that state, that's the maximum sentence for that specific charge.
I read the same thing, that this was the maximum sentence the judge could have assigned as a sentence for the charge that she was convicted of.
Yeah, but what that means is for Alec Baldwin, who has the same charge, is that he could be looking at then a maximum of 18 months in prison. And I feel like the prosecutors have been gunning for him in particular.
Oh, it's just a big name. I mean, like we're even talking about this, too. Can you name the armorer off the top of your head?
I can't.
No, but we can name Alec Baldwin. It's just the way that stuff works, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, but, and, you know, of course, he's not being charged because he pulled the trigger, because he was the actor using the gun on set. He's being charged because he was the producer, the executive producer, and then was in charge of basically hiring the armorer to make sure that the set was safe, right? So he's not being charged in his capacity as actor, but as a responsible party for the safety of the overall production.
Right. I don't think legally anyone's holding him as the person who was holding the gun responsible for it, but they're holding him responsible because his culpability is offset by the fact that there is a person, a professional on set, who is supposed to be handing him a gun that is clean and can be used safely in that environment. He's being held accountable because he's then the person now responsible for hiring that person. So it's weird. It's like it's the same person, but it's two different roles being held by the same person that end up holding him accountable for it.
Yeah, which happens with a lot of actors. There's a lot of actors who have like executive producer roles on their movies, because if they weren't attached to the movie, that movie wouldn't get made. So
right. They
get this extra role or this extra credit, which, you know, makes me wonder if that trend will change. And I think we may have discussed this before, but if that trend will change because of this, because they don't want the additional culpability that an executive producer title might come with.
It might change for certain movies, like Margot Robbie, her company just announced that they're putting to develop a Monopoly movie.
Okay.
Right. And I don't think that would be a thing where she would be worried about any kind of culpability as an executive producer. But certain movies, yeah, sure. Like, could you imagine being financially and criminally responsible for like something like John Wick? I mean, imagine the amount of risk that is taken on that set. And actually, imagine how many people actually get hurt making John Wick.
Sure.
There's probably a lot of insurance requirements and payouts for a movie like that.
But also underscores the importance of having a really good safety team. Like, right. Like something like John Wick, you can't mess around with your armorer.
You hear that, Jim Carrey? So next time you're on the set for Sonic and someone breaks the sound barrier and shatters windows all over the city, guess who's going to be held responsible? If you're executive producer, it could
it's
be you.
You.
Watch your back, buddy. All right. Well, we want to thank everyone for supporting us at our Patreon, patreon.com/morningsomewhere. I said .com.
.com.
Patreon.com/morningsomewhere.
And in particular, we'd like to thank Hunter Clark, who has a TikTok hidden at Hidden Movie Details that you should check out. And also Nick O'Brien. So thank you, both of you, for keeping this podcast ad-free for all of our listeners.
Hunter,
you're the real heroes.
I will check out Hidden Movie Details on
TikTok.
They do a weird thing on that thing where when you go to the web, you got to complete a puzzle piece. It's like the weirdest ever caption.
You know what,
though?
I like it. It's a little game.
It's easier than picking out where the fucking motorcycle is. Always worried about it. All right, well, that does it for us today, April 16th, 2024. We will be back to talk to you tomorrow. We hope you'll be here as well.
Bye, everybody.